Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. It's Dr. Greg. Great to see you. Great to speak to you. Great to talk to you. Obviously, I can't see you, but I am feeling your presence today and really excited to bring to you a performance series. We're always trying to innovate and iterate on the podcast. And this fall, I really felt like I wanted to dig in a little bit deeper to some of the topics that have resonated deeply with all of you. And I hear about this through comments on Instagram or emails that get sent in, and obviously the work that we're doing in businesses and schools and my speeches. People come up and they ask questions, and there's certain resonant themes that come up. And what I've decided to do is to put together a series of podcasts where we do a deep dive on a topic that we're able then to share with all of you. So today, what I wanted to get into is the idea that fitness minus fatigue equals performance. And do a deep dive on that such that we can then, you know, come up with as a community practices that we can then install to elevate our health and our well-being and our performance. So let me tell you a little bit where this idea came from. There is a legend in my sport, in the sport of swimming, that back in the late 60s, there was a NCAA team getting ready for championship season and their pool broke. So they could not train for the 2 weeks leading into the main competition. And they arrived at the pool. They decided to go anyway. They arrived at the pool. They hadn't swum in 2 weeks, and the swimmers absolutely rocked it. They all went best times. Performances went through the roof, and nobody could figure out what was going on, because the idea was that you would train really hard up until the last possible second and then get into the performance and do your very, very best. These athletes took 2 weeks off, and they did absolutely phenomenal. What was discovered when people began to look into it and began to do research on it was what emerged as the science of tapering. And we discovered that when we rest, the body then adapts and we get stronger, fitter, faster, and ultimately we're able to perform at a higher level. The takeaway from that for all of us is that when we do less, sometimes we can achieve more. And obviously the science behind tapering exploded, and this is now a common practice that is done in sports, in almost every single sport, actually. In the weeks to months leading into an Olympic Games, you're actually training less than you have almost any time in the previous 4 years. You want no aches and pains, no injuries, no fatigue, and no stress, such that when you arrive at the performance, you feel fantastic. You can reach your true human performance. Now, that might seem a little bit counterintuitive. The idea being that, you know, you're going into a major competition. Shouldn't I be practicing harder than I've ever practiced before in my life? And the answer actually is no. And there's a bit of science behind that, which I want to share with you today. And the idea simply is that by strategically altering periods of intense training and then deep rest, we can optimize our performance. And the benefit is we also improve our health at the same time, which is incredibly important and very, very beneficial. So I've got four main ideas that we're going to walk through today in order to be able to get us across the finish line of understanding that. The first major point is that fitness minus fatigue equals performance. I'll get into that in a moment. Second idea is that fitness and fatigue increase linearly, but they decay exponentially. Third major piece of the puzzle is that the difference between fitness and fatigue is what elevates performance. And then the final piece of the puzzle is that when we install deep rest practices strategically, that is what elevates your performance. And I'll explain the 4x3 matrix later on. But let's dig into point one. And that is that fatigue minus fitness equals performance. So let's explore that. First point is that training and fatigue improve our body, our mind, our emotions, and our spirit. Now, all of this research that I'm talking about today was done largely in terms of sports, and largely in terms of physical training. But when we explore this and look into it a little bit more deeply, I believe that this applies to not just our physiology, but also to our psychology, to our emotional state, and even to some extent our spiritual practice as well. My spiritual practice is simply community, connection, and purpose and meaning. Yours could be different. Whatever is in your belief system is all good. But point is that when we train, when we practice, our body gets stronger, our mind gets more resilient, our emotions become more regulated, our spirit becomes stronger. And that is reflected in improved mind, body, emotion, spirit fitness, which is your capacity expands. When you do strength training, you get stronger. When you do endurance training, your endurance, your resistance to fatigue improves. When you build your mental skills, you're better able to handle stress, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That training results in an improved fitness. But the challenge is that training and practice also cause fatigue. And when we're tired, just imagine, right? You do a hard workout, you're tired afterwards. You do a hard day at work, you're fatigued afterwards. You go through something that's emotionally stressful. You are emotionally drained. And this is an experience that we've all had. So when we train, when we practice, that can, in addition to improving our fitness over time, you do get stronger, fitter, faster. The counter to that is that you experience fatigue. Now, this fatigue is actually what stimulates us to get stronger. But in the moment, your feelings include a lack of motivation, decreased resilience, sometimes poor interactions, maybe not making the best decision. And in that moment, your performance ability decreases. You do a hard workout. Right after the hard workout, you're not as strong. You're not as fit. You're not as emotionally regulated as you could be when you are fresh, for example, at the start of that workout. Now, this fatigue can be caused by a number of different factors. It can be caused by decreased oxygen levels. It can be caused by using up all of your fuel, your nutrition. It can be caused by an accumulation of waste products inside the body, just like there's exhaust that leaves the car. When you are accelerating down the road, if you don't have an electric car, that same thing happens inside of our muscles, inside of our brain tissues. You also have something called the central governor hypothesis. Now, this has not been completely proven, but the idea simply is that the brain notices information coming in from the body in a feedback loop, and it then decreases the amount of information going out of the brain in a feed forward loop to make sure that the body and the brain never become exposed to a situation where things may become unregulated. For example, if your brain notices that your body is too hot, it will decrease the information coming out of your brain, going to your muscles that might make you slow down if you're out for a run in the heat, for example, just to make sure that you don't overheat and die. There can be a depletion of neurotransmitters. These are the molecules that move between neurons inside the brain and between neurons and different tissues inside the body. And when those get used up, you can experience fatigue. If temperature increases, you can experience fatigue. And obviously, if you're just simply not motivated, you're tired as well. So there's a psychological component to all of this. So ultimately, point being here with everything I've said so far is that fatigue minus fitness equals performance. We can build up our fitness through training and practice, but that causes fatigue in lack of motivation, resilience decreasing, our ability to interact with others becoming problematic, and our mindset changing. When we build up our fitness, which increases in a linear fashion if we train consistently over an extended period of time, that's fantastic. You get fitter, you get stronger, you get more resilient, more emotionally regulated, fabulous. If you then stop training, if you rest, your fitness will plateau for a little while and then start decreasing very, very slowly. But your fatigue will decrease quickly. Both fitness and fatigue decrease exponentially, but fatigue decreases much faster than fitness does. So if we decrease our training, our fitness and our fatigue decrease as well, but they decrease at different rates. Fatigue decreases faster. Therefore, we can create a gap between our mind, body, emotional, spirit, fitness, and our fatigue levels. And it is that difference between fitness and fatigue that enables performance. So imagine this, you've built up your fitness over time, your performance capacity, mind, body, emotion, spirit, increases. But you're tired, so you can't access your true human potential. You then rest for a period of time, minutes, hours, days, weeks. That fatigue goes away, leaving you with still world-class fitness, world-class just being you better than you were before. And that gap between fitness and fatigue is what enables that performance to occur in that moment. And the bigger of a gap that we can create between fitness and fatigue, that is what actually creates that capacity to perform at the highest possible level. So we want to try to create as big of a gap as we possibly can, because that is what elevates our performance. Now in sports, we see that because Olympians with the highest level of fitness and the lowest level of fatigue perform better. Research shows you can get a 2-4% improvement in performance capacity in about 3 weeks using this approach. That might not seem like very much, but if you look at 2-4% difference between you and all of your competition in a very tight field, that's the difference between coming 20th and being on the podium. So it's really important. We also see this, for example, in teachers. A teacher who's rested can better manage a student who is in crisis, right? Like if that student walks in and the teacher's in a good place, that interaction has a chance of going well. If the teacher's exhausted and the student is stressed, that is probably not going to go in the right direction. In business, this applies as well. Leaders who are well-rested and focused can deliver better talks, better presentations, better leadership. So this applies regardless of what the field is, music, drama, it's all the same. This is super important for all of us to consider because we're all faced with performance opportunities in everything that we do. Students write tests, teachers teach, business people do presentations, athletes race, like musicians perform. It's all the same type of stuff. So the key for all of us then is to install deep rest practices strategically, which thereby elevates our performance. And I've got a thought for you around the 4x3 matrix. And it really revolves around this. And I was trying to map out, like, how do we do this? It became obvious to me that there are sort of thresholds that make a difference. And the thresholds are 3 minutes, 3 hours, 3 days, and 3 weeks. There's quite a bit of research that shows that if we do a physiological taper in our training for about 3 weeks, that 21 days seems to be an optimal amount of time to optimize human performance. There's loads of research in the sports world that shows that. I think that that applies to us in other areas of our lives as well. 3 days is important because 72 hours is about the amount of time that you can take off from training before your physiology begins to decline, decay, but fatigue will decrease very quickly. So that gap can be created in as little as 3 days. 3 hours is interesting because that would be really just preparing for something that you need to do during the course of the day to be absolutely world-class on that day. That works. And then 3 minutes is enough for a complete reset. There's loads of research that shows that as little as 3 minutes rewires the brain, the neurons inside the brain in response to meditation, for example. So that 4x3 matrix is easy to remember. If you've got 3 weeks, that's great. 3 days, that works. 3 hours, that works. And 3 minutes, that works. But let's break that down into certain things that you can do. Let's say that you are going through your day and then all of a sudden you realize, boom, there's something I need to do at a high level. I need to pull it together and get stuff done. I've got just a few minutes to get myself ready. You can do tactics like the following. 3 deep breaths, right? That 3-6-9 protocol. 3 seconds in, hold for 6 seconds, 9 seconds out. Repeated cycles of breath work for a few minutes will make a difference. You can go for a quick walk. Movement for 3 minutes sparks the brain and can help improve your mental performance. You can drink some water, get hydrated, might even have some caffeine. I don't know if it would hit your brain in 3 minutes. Definitely would within 30 minutes. There's another 3 for you there, but some sort of hydration will help. Music, most songs around 3 to 5 minutes. Just listen to one great piece of music in a completely focused way. Get your mood elevated and then enter the performance. Laughter and humor can shift your state as well. And of course, bringing your attention into the present moment through mindfulness can make a big difference also. Then we move into 3 hours. That's meditation, taking a nap, going for a real walk, reading some material, rehearsing the presentation, deep relaxation in whatever way works for you. Like maybe actually going for a massage. Gosh, imagine that. And 3 hours of completely disconnecting from the outside world to enable you to get into a state where you have that tight bubble of total focus, which enables you then to do what you need to do at the highest possible level. 3 hours seems to be a beautiful amount of time to set us up, get focused, decompress, such that we can reach our potential in a short period of time. Now, 3 days is where we really begin to open up that difference between fatigue and fitness. So this is something like taking a weekend off, social media detox for a few days, going on a news fast, consuming no information from the news cycle, changing locations. Maybe you get out of the city and go away for a couple days, up to a cottage, or maybe even just go to the local park on a repeated basis for a few days if you're in the city and you can't leave. Anything that gets you into a state where you are deeply focused on recovery and regeneration. The three-day weekend is magic for doing this. And then, of course, there's 3 weeks. That's a real vacation. That's something you might be able to do in the summer, maybe over the December holidays, perhaps over March break. And of course, 3 weeks is ideal, but 1 week would work. 2 weeks would work too. This is a case where you could read a book, practice nature medicine on a repeated basis, completely change your daily practices to completely rest, refocus, and recharge, to quote the title of a book by that same name. So there you have it. That's the idea that I wanted to get across to you today. Ultimately, the core message from today is that by strategically alternating periods of consistent training with deep rest, we can optimize our performance and we can improve our health at the same time, because all of those ideas that I just shared with you, not only do they help you to perform better, but they improve your mental and emotional health as well. So my call to action for you today out of this first of our performance series of podcasts is to take 4 steps in mind. The first step is to make a list of the key things that you need to do at a high level. What is it that you care about the most? Then for each of those items, consider what training and practice you need to do to get better at those things. We then train and practice consistently over an extended period of time to build our capacities in those areas. And then when you notice that there's a performance opportunity with regards to those things, we strategically rest in that 4x3 matrix. Remember, the 4x3 matrix is 3 minutes, 3 hours, 3 days, and 3 weeks. And you just take whatever time you have available to rest, recover, regenerate, and supercharge your performance. So that's it. That's the fitness minus fatigue equals performance concept. I hope that that helps you to do less in order to achieve more. And remember, by strategically alternating periods of intense training and deep rest, performance can be optimized and health can be improved concurrently. Let me know what you think of this new format. Let me know if this was helpful. Let me know your questions and let me know how you are applying this, because ultimately this is just a practice. The first time that you do this, it'll feel really, really weird. Second time, like, okay, maybe this worked, maybe it didn't. Third time, you'll start to refine your protocols. And then at the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and then ultimately any time beyond that, this will become a core practice that you can use to take your life to another level. All right, that's it for this week, everyone. Hope you're having a great time. Enjoy yourself. Stay healthy. Love the people around you. Get out there and let me know how this worked. All the best, and we'll see you in the next podcast.